Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Taylor Swift made the fact that she was in love with a London boy very famous. And a lot of American girls were thinking about, wait a minute, if I got to find love and I can't find it here, maybe I should just cross the ocean.
Yeah, it worked for Harry Styles and Zoe.
Kath is a love doctor, and she does it the old-fashioned way, genuineconnections.co.uk. Kath, do you think there's a difference between the way people date here in America versus over in England?
I think a lot of it is very similar because it's that personal touch, isn't it? It's the you know, working with somebody on a one-to-one basis and finding them people that are compatible, as we believe, as matchmakers. So, no, I think it's fairly similar, I would say.
So, Kath, I'm curious because I read up on your premise here and the way that you handle things, and I know that you spend a fair amount of time with your clients when you're getting to know them. So you know the little nuances and their romantic history and all that. So let's just be real for a moment. As somebody that's been in the same position as clients before, how many times do the clients fall in love with you by the end of those get-to-know-you sessions? Because I feel like there could be some flirtation or whatever.
There could be. From my side, there definitely isn't. I'm there to do a professional job and find them the person that they're looking for. And obviously, I'm with my partner, so I'm definitely not looking. Nobody has ever said that to me, funnily enough. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they keep it to themselves.
Right.
No,
right.
They definitely think you're hot.
Right. It's like when you first get a new shrink, Anna.
Yeah.
Right.
Kath, you know, do you think the period of all the apps are over, the matchmaking online? Do you think that that has gone to the wayside at this point?
I wouldn't say it's over. I think there's still those people that want to use it because it's easy, it's free. Especially those that aren't actually looking for anything serious. For them, it's a really easy way of getting through numbers and quantity of people. But the sort of clients I look after are looking for quality, not quantity, and they just want that one right person.
Do you think that opposites attract? As someone who professionally matchmakes people, do you look for the opposite kind of attraction thing, or is that not true at all?
Sometimes. So often, you know, people come with their list. Often it's what they've always looked for in a partner. But I tend to think for people that I look after that are sort of 40s, 50s, 60s beyond, if that's what they've always looked for, often it's not what's going to work for them because it hasn't worked so far. So they need to be sort of taken away from that and shown something different. So often I do put somebody in front of them that's completely different to what they've told me they're looking for. But often it's those instructions that actually work because it's taken them outside of their regular comfort zone, if you like.
Right. Sometimes you don't know what you need, right? You think you know what you want,
exactly.
But it's really not what fits you well.
Not always the same.
I hear over and over again the same question. Where do you find the people that are single? Where do I go? How do I meet them? And obviously, what you do is you do matchmaking. But for the average person going out on a Friday that's just looking for somebody, where would you suggest they go?
It's a hard one, I think. I look after those that are, as I say, 40s and upwards. And I think it's very different to how it was when we were younger. I think, you know, if you're in your 20s and you go out, you probably find most people that you're mixing with in whichever environment, in a bar or whatever, are probably single. Whereas when you go out in your 50s, very often most people, they might be out with a bunch of friends, but the majority are probably within a relationship of some sort. So it's really difficult and people don't want to approach people. You know, I know from personal experience, when I was single, I wouldn't go and sit in a bar on my own, but I would go out with friends. But what man's going to approach a group of 4-6 women on the off chance that he spotted the single one?
On the other hand, it's a numbers game, right? If I go up and I'm batting for 6, you know, I mean, chances are somebody might be single.
Or dancers just give up.
You just got to be vague. You know what I mean? You keep your terms loosely. Hello, you all.
All right, so matchmaker and love doctor Kath, you can find her online at genuineconnections.co.uk. Thanks so much for taking the time, Kath, today. We appreciate it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.